If your drive-in helps drown out traffic, imagine what we'll do to your boss. Join us for 10 songs in a row every hour while you work today on Star 94.1.
$100,000, that could be yours. But you have to be listening to Star at 7:20 this morning.
And you have to have a birthday. So make sure you have one of those.
We're going to make it complicated for you. You have a birthday. You're listening at 7:20. You could win $500, $1,000, even $100,000.
So you have to help us decide here. Is this bridesmaid the coolest, most creative, thoughtful bridesmaid ever? Or is she just a scene stealer and should never have done this to take the attention away from the bride and groom? Because
I think this is something that only a woman think this. Not because of like the emotional, sensitive woman thing, but because a woman is a bride.
I feel like the day is supposed to be all about the bride.
Now, I'm a man. And I've seen some horrible wedding videos. I'm like, what were you thinking?
Really?
Yeah.
See, I feel like it's got to be all about the bride and groom. But this wedding has gone viral because of a bridesmaid.
Mm.
So are the bride and groom excited about it? Because it was her creating a rap to an Eminem song. But yep. She tailors the lyrics to all about the couple.
Okay.
So intentionally thoughtful. But then she steals the scene. And now she's gone viral everywhere. And now the whole wedding is not about the bride. So,
but it is about the bride because it's the bride's wedding. I mean, the reason it went viral is that, are you saying?
Just saying it's dangerous territory. It's dangerous territory to get in as her friend.
Are you saying that I could have damaged my wedding with the puppies?
Well, no, because that wasn't another human that the attention was on.
I brought.
The attention was on the baby puppies, and it was Callie's picture. And Callie's video.
Callie and her bridesmaids.
And Callie and her bridesmaids that went viral with it.
I had, when Callie and her bridesmaids were having their pre-ceremony pictures taken, I had a bunch of puppies delivered to the venue so they could just take a 5-minute break from the stress of spending the rest of her life with me. and the anxiety that comes with that. I said, you know what? I gotta deliver some puppies.
Oh, and it's you really should reshare the video. It's
okay.
so cute. It's the perfect reason to go viral, and it was all about her.
Okay.
So this is all about the bridesmaid.
All right.
So I'm just saying it's dangerous territory if you're gonna be the scene stealer from a woman's wedding.
Okay.
So it is about 70 seconds here of her rapping to Eminem, trying to make it all about the bride and groom. We don't have to listen to the whole thing.
Okay.
Listen to enough of it, and you can wave me off to hit the button, and then we can discuss.
All right, 404-263-0941 is our phone number. If you've already seen this and you want to weigh in, use that number right now. If not, give it a listen for a few seconds, and then 404-263-0941. Is this a wedding etiquette violation, or is it a wedding party win?
Y'all act like you never seen me rap before. Jaws and Flora just told us about Trevor. These two started out a little differently. Trevor already had a girl, a ring, and an epiphany. That's not a call. Wait, no, but you're kidding. He didn't just say what I think he did, buddy. Trevor said, I couldn't go through with it. He got in the car and was backing a little bit. So confused into what to do, just call mom. I need a little help from you. There's this guy with a girlfriend. What? I think he likes me. Who? That is so cute, too. Sounds like he's got a couple screws up in his head loose, but it's your life, but it's you that gets to choose. Just waited to continue to choose until Trevor finally cut strings loose. It was Amazon that brought them together, so for their first date, they stayed at the office really late. Trevor talked some good game and bragged about his ring. He knew just then. He may have phoned a different friend. Just fell for his smile and charm. Trevor said, I think I want her on my arm.
What do you think? pretty well done.
I have some questions.
Okay.
In the video, by the way, is on Facebook right now, so you can go to the Jeff and Jen Show Facebook page or the Star 94.1 Facebook page and watch it. I have some questions. Did they show the bride at all in the video, and what was her reaction?
I've got to go check it out and see, because there's a couple of angles. I haven't watched the whole thing. Let me look.
All right, and then my second question is, who is more physically attractive, the bride or the bridesmaid?
Oh, well, that's subjective.
No, it's not.
It is.
And not if the brides look really ugly or the bridesmaid's really hot. Katie in Canton, welcome to the show.
Good morning. I'm just curious, does Jen think that the wedding would have gone viral all by itself? Because she did that for the bride. As much
yes.
as the scene stealer, she put her all over the news.
Right.
And if you think that the bride had nothing to do with it, you're crazy.
You don't think, you think the bride approved that before it happened?
Absolutely. That's amazing.
I don't think the that's something you would want to surprise the bride with, isn't it?
Well, yes. But you don't really want to surprise. I mean, she may have acted surprised and said, yeah, I didn't know anything, but you don't do that.
The video.
You have to give her an idea.
The video of itself is from a super tipsy wedding guest. Because
it's wobbly.
It's
going to
get you motion sick watching it,
Katie,
all over the place.
At your wedding, would you be mad if your bridesmaid, one of your bridesmaids, your maid of honor, stood up and did that without letting you know that they were going to do it?
No way. It's awesome.
Oh, so you'd be happy.
There was a lot of thought. There was a lot of thought and love that went into that.
A lot of creativity. I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I actually could find points to agree with on either side. But she does steal the scene. And I will tell you, I think that she and the bride look very similar.
Okay.
Both
maybe
about
it's
similar size and stature. Both brunette. Both beautiful.
Maybe it's her sister.
Gotcha.
Katie and Decatur, what's up?
So I think that it's really important that the people that the bride picked are there for her, and they're stepping up and doing these kind of things to make the day for the bride. Those are the things that the bride is going to remember, is all these amazing pieces that the people she picked brought for her wedding. I don't think it's in any shape or form overstepping what they're doing for her.
I will tell you this. I personally don't like it. Because now, for the rest of the day, it's morning, but for the rest of the day, I'm going to be singing the freaking Slim Shady song.
Until, she's got Eminem in your head.
Until I go to bed tonight. Leslie and Kennesaw, what's up?
Good morning. I kind of disagree with the last caller. I don't think that the bride approved the rap, but I mean, who would be mad about their wedding being put on the map like that? Because her wedding wouldn't have been publicized otherwise.
It's true. They wouldn't have gone viral otherwise. That's for sure. The video is mostly all on the bridesmaid. And then the bride and the groom are kind of standing off to the side of the dance floor, like watching and laughing. So you really don't even get up close of the bride.
I don't know. I feel like, I mean, were the names used in the rap? It was kind of hard to hear over the air, but were the bride and groom's names used in the rap?
Yeah, they were.
So, I mean, that's cool. I wouldn't personally be mad about that.
All right. Thank you, Leslie.
That'd be awesome. No problem. Have a good day.
Thanks
for the call. Leslie. If you hit up the Jeff and Jen Show Facebook page, you'll see it. It's the first one right on the top there, so you can decide. Leave your comments for us.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Starting 84.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.